محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, I have recited a verse of the fifth para. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation of Allah, there are 8 rights that are mentioned in this verse. I don't wish to speak on each of these rights. I wish to speak on the last part of the verse. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your first right is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and as far as the rights of the creation of Allah, Allah says, your rights to your parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, your relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the orphans and the needy. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about the neighbors. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. So Allah Ta'ala says that you get different types of neighbors, those that are very close, those that are a little bit further away. But they all have rights. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ, and see how beautiful our deen is. The Quran goes to that extent that even the person that is next to you also, he may be there for just a few minutes just in salah, or he may be with you just in a line waiting for something, but that person also has some rights. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that are under you, that means those that you have ownership of, or you have some type of authority over them, even they have also got rights. Whether it be a husband to his wife, whether it be a boss to his worker, they all have rights. And Muhaddithun and Mufassirun, Rahimullah, have mentioned that even the animals that are under you, they also have rights. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ, Allah does not love those people who are proud and who are boastful. Mufassirun speak, what is the link with these two sicknesses and what was mentioned on the top about the rights of Allah and the rights of people? And they mention that these two qualities are such that when a person has got pride in him, then he will not fulfill anyone's rights because he feels that there's no one like him. And the second quality is that a person is boastful, he only looks at his good. He does not look at the good of others. He's self-centered. His attention is only towards himself and no one else. And this is what I wish to speak about today. And that is, from amongst the spiritual sicknesses that we have, there are many spiritual sicknesses like pride, boastfulness, jealousy, etc. But there's one sickness, and that is the sickness of selfishness. The West and the world today encourages a person to only worry about himself and not the next person. It encourages us to be selfish, not selfless. Our deen encourages us that we should be selfless, to not worry only about ourselves, but worry about others, and to some extent even more than ourselves. In Tafsir Madarik, under this verse, the author mentions 4 types of people, 2 good, 2 bad. The first one is Alladhi, that is the first step of, you say, selfishness. And that is Alladhi Ya'kulu wa la yu'kilu, is that person who eats He worries about himself, but he doesn't worry of others. Everything, the whole world revolves on himself. The whole world can die, burn, whatever happens to them, it means nothing to him. So he's only worried about himself. Yeah. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimullah has mentioned that Sari Saqati rahimullah was the sheikh of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. He mentions on one occasion, Hamidullah, that I said Alhamdulillah once, wa astaghfirullah bihamdi mundhu 30 sanatan. And for 30 years I'm making istighfar. Why I said Alhamdulillah? Now we may think Alhamdulillah is something good. Why is he seeking forgiveness for saying Alhamdulillah? But then someone asked him, why are you seeking forgiveness for saying Alhamdulillah? He said, you see, I had a shop amongst other shops. My shop I had. And someone brought the news that our shops had burned down. So I got worried just like everyone else. So I went to check up on my shop. And someone came and told me, there's nothing for you to worry. Everyone else's shops burned, but your shop never burned. So I said, Alhamdulillah. And then I thought after some time that I only thought about myself. I never worried about the next person. I should have said Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, that you, my shop is not burnt. But I should have made dua for the others also. I only thought about myself. So I'm seeking istighfar for that. See, we only think of ourselves. We don't think of the next person. So that was the first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident in Surah Noon in the 29th para. Allah ta'ala speaks about inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. Allah ta'ala speaks about a father who was in Yemen. He was in Yemen. And he was a very generous person. So he will, whatever he had in his farms, whatever crops he used to get, whatever he used to harvest, he would keep some for himself and for his family and for his needs, and the rest he would give it in charity. So his children used to tell him, you are foolish. You need to keep more for yourself. You're only worried about others. Anyway, he passed away. And thereafter, they decided that now we're not going to give anything away. We're going to keep everything for ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah idh aqsamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin. So they said, tomorrow we know that by the afternoon or the next day, all the needy people will come. Before that, we need to harvest everything. So when they come, we say there's nothing left for y'all. So they are deciding, they are planning. But Allah Ta'ala, we know Allah Ta'ala's plan is greater than everyone. Allah Ta'ala says, فَطَّافَ عَلِيهَا طَائِفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. While they were sleeping, one azab came. Allah Ta'ala sent his azab, and that whole farm was burned down to ashes. Now they're coming the next morning, they're thinking they're going to go there, they're going to cut everything. They went very early in the morning also. فَتَنَانُوا مُسْبِحِينَ أَنِغْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرُثِكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. They went and woke each one of them. There were three brothers, they woke each one of them. And they all going to the farm. Now they come there, they see everything is black, everything is cut. Now they're thinking, إِنَّا لَضَالُونَ. Maybe we came to the wrong place. Now they're talking about themselves, and they say, no, this is the right place. Now they're blaming one another. It's because of you this happened. Because, and this is human nature. When something happens wrong, then we start blaming the next person. We don't think about ourselves. That we may have done something wrong. And now they're blaming each another. But then they realize, you know what, we all did wrong. Our father, when he was giving that charity, he was giving that thing, Allah Ta'ala was protecting this place. But now because of our stinginess, and because of our selfishness, therefore we lost everything. Then they made tawbah and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala gave them back whatever they lost. But this is the point that we are trying to say, is that we only worried about ourselves, not the next person. But if a person, this is a sickness that we have, if a person doesn't cure the sickness, he doesn't go to the pious awliyaullah and the buzuganideen to cure himself, this will fester and become even worse, and this takes you to a higher level that is called shuh. That is a higher level of stinginess. Alladhi la ya'kulu wa la yu'kilu. A person won't eat himself, he won't worry about himself, won't worry about the next person also. And Abu Zughaluddin mentioned an incident. We all know about the Baniyas, you see, in India. They were known for their wealth and they were known for their stinginess also. They were known for their wealth and for their stinginess. So this Baniya had so much of wealth, he got very, very sick. And when the doctors told him that you're very sick, but you need to do whatever you need to do, and he asked them, how much will it cost? Even though he had so much of money, he's worried about how much it cost. And when he heard the amount, he told, I'd rather die than pay you. So this is the world today. Some people are only worried about status. They're only worried about amassing their wealth. They're not even worried of even using it for their own selves also. Like how they say in English, the man won't give you ice in winter also. So that is such a stingy person. He's like a bakhil. So he's a selfish, but he's not even worried about himself, not worried about the next person. So that brings us to the second point. The third point and the fourth point are the good ones. And that is a generous person, where he mentions that the third person is alladhi ya'kulu wa yu'kilu. That person who eats himself, he worries about himself and he worries of others. This is a praiseworthy thing, but it's not the best. It's a praiseworthy thing. And here, if you look at it, that a person, everyone, obviously Sharia teaches us that you must worry about yourself also. And you must worry about the next person also. But the fourth person is even higher than him. Alladhi la yakulu wa yu'kilu. That person who doesn't worry about himself so much, he worries about others more than himself. Others come first. We all know about the incident of Ansar, when the Muhajireen came from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, how they sacrificed all their wealth and everything they sacrificed for the Sahaba. Allah praises them in the Quran in the 28th para. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَ. They prefer others over themselves even though they are needy. Now this is a very praiseworthy thing, that you give preference to others over yourselves. And this is what Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had. Ibn Kathir has mentioned an incident of Abdullah bin Huzafa al-Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was captured with a group of other Sahaba. They were captured. And thereafter, they were brought in front of the Roman Empire, in front of the king. So the king told him, Tanassar, become a Christian. I will give you half my kingdom. I will get you married to my daughter also. Sahaba was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that those eyes that saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we ever speak bad of any one of them? So he replied that even if you give me your whole kingdom, you give me the whole kingdom of the Arabs also, I'm not prepared to become a Christian. In one narration it got that they actually imprisoned him and they never gave him food for days. After so many days, then they brought khinzir, they brought the pig, they brought wine, everything in front of him, told him, eat now. He said, you see, I'm so hungry, I haven't eaten for so many days, and I'm about to like dying, as you can say. Shariat allows me, but I won't do it, because it will make you happy. You're trying to break me. I won't do it. I won't make you happy. And he never eat from that thing. And then the king, he decided that he asked for a big cauldron. Big cauldron. He put hot boiling oil inside there. And he brought one of the other Sahaba, he said, throw him inside the boiling oil. Now you know what will happen if a person is put into boiling oil? He wanted to frighten the Sahabi. The Sahabi did not break. He still never accepted. So he told his men, take him, put him into that oil. But as they were taking him, he started crying. So these people thought maybe he became soft. Now he decided, he changed his mind. So they came and they sent the message to the king that he's crying. So the king called him back. The king asked him, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I only got one life to give in the path of Allah. I wish they had much more lives to give in the path of Allah. Then the king realized that this man is not an ordinary man. He's not an ordinary man. So he told him, all right, you kiss me on my forehead and I will release you. So the Sahabi thought to himself, he told him that, I mean, to kiss the king on the forehead is nothing wrong. It's not against Shariat. So he told him, but see, I will kiss you on one condition. You don't only release me, you release everyone in this group. See, he wasn't selfish. Selfish, not only thinking about himself, despite the situation. I mean, the king could have said, no, I don't accept. But he wasn't prepared to leave everyone. The king accepted. And he kissed the king on the forehead, and they all were released. They come in front of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, and he relates the incident. Umar radiallahu anhu said, everyone that is present, everyone has to kiss his forehead now. Out of honor for him, and I'll be the first one to do it. So, this is that quality of selflessness. And when this quality comes in you, in us, when this quality comes into us, that we think of others more than ourselves, then it reaches a level that where we give preference to Allah and His Rasul over us also. Then we don't think of ourselves anymore, we think of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the famous incident, Ibn Kathir has mentioned, and Muhaddithun have mentioned, in Bukhari also is this riwayat is mentioned. There was a Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallam sent him on an expedition with a group of 9 people. They got ambushed, and the kuffar surrounded them. And he was taken as a captive, 3 of them, or 7 of them were killed, 3 of them were taken captives, he was one of them. And when they were about to kill him, at that time someone told him, أَتُحِبُّ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا مَكَانَكْ. Do you love that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in your place, now about to be killed? He said, مَا أُحِبُّ أَنِّي فِي أَهْلِي وَوَلَدِي وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا شِيكَ بِشَوْكَةٍ. He says, I will not love, leave alone that, I will not love to be with my family, and even a thorn pricks Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I can't even take that also. Leave alone this, I can't even take that also. This was the love of Sahaba anhum, that they will give preference to Allah and Rasul over themselves. Another incident is that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was sending him to Yemen as a leader. And as he's about to leave, it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa that he will take the sahabi and he will give them advice. He'll be riding, Nabi sallallahu will be walking, he'll be giving them advice. And Nabi sallallahu is telling him, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. Perhaps you will not see me after this year. Now you can imagine how the sahabi will feel. He could have told, Ya Rasulullah, I love you, why are you sending me? Leave me, I want to stay with you. But he's not thinking about himself, he's thinking what Allah and the Rasul want from him. Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada wa tamurru fi qabri wa masjidi. And you'll be passing, when you come back, you'll come by my qabr and you'll come by my masjid. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away. As he was turning away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqun man kanu haythu kanu. They remember, the closest people to me are those people who live a life of taqwa. They can be wherever they are. They can be wherever they are. They can be far away from me. They can be close to me. As long as you're living a life of taqwa. So we understand that this quality of selfishness is a bad quality. And today the world is promoting that. That each and every person is worried about his rights. He's not worried about his responsibilities. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our batin, that is our spiritual side, all the sicknesses, the spiritual sicknesses that Nabi Sallam told us not to have, Allah ta'ala cleanse us from all those sicknesses, and Allah ta'ala makes us pure, like how the sahaba anhum wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.